Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now, it's Chris Harrington on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show, presented by Church Health, caring for people all around us. Give today at churchhealth.org.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to? Average White Band? Sorry, Pick Up the Pieces by the Average White Band. In honor of Jaren Jackson Jr., putting all the pieces together, or so it seems, to start his fifth season.
You've got a piece about Jaren up at the Daily Memphian. People can read it over there. I enjoyed the sort of stroll back through the 2018 draft lottery and the players who were in that. The Grizzlies, they had
a lot of real intense conversation around that.
There was a lot. Now, didn't the Grizzlies did they have the third worst record in the league and they fell to four in the lottery?
I think they had the second worst.
They had the second worst and they fell down to four.
Right.
The draft party was at
Rail Garden. Yep.
It is amazing. Like, that was a different time. Chris Wallace was there at the draft party commenting, wasn't he?
I talked to him there. I don't remember him physically being at the draft party. I think you may have talked to him on the phone.
I talked to him afterwards. But and his whole point was, we just wanted to stay in the top four.
That's what he said. I don't know.
Do you believe that?
I believed it at the time. In retrospect is not, at some point in the intervening years, my understanding came to be that their Bagley interest was maybe a little smokescreenish. And that they really, I don't know what order, but Ayton, Luka, Jaren was really who they cared about.
I see.
And so that they
It's possible that they knew that Bagley would go in the, they had confidence that he would go so that one of the three they cared about would slip to four.
Yeah, that could be. Although, like, when Bagley went two over Luka, I mean, that was, you know, people questioned that. And so, but anyway, my understanding is that if the draft had gone, you know, Ayton, Luka, Jaren, and they were sitting there at four looking at Bagley and Trae Young, they may have entertained trading down at that point. But I think they were very high on Jaren. And so what order, I don't know, but I'm pretty confident in saying that Ayton, Luka, Jaren were there. That was their top tier on their board.
Stefanski was part of that front office then. He loved Jaren. I talked to him about it. He loved Jaren. Jaren was not a popular – if it just – a radio audience or Gardner. In fact, if you were to say Bagley might have been number one, if you had literally said a poll of Grizzlies fans.
I think it's fair to say within the local media conversation at the time, me and Peter Edmiston were the two people who were very high on Jaren. But the consensus was much more Bagley.
I just mean more fans. The fans were Bagley. Yeah. And it's true generally.
Well, Bagley was averaging 20-10, and then
right.
was on
playing
Duke.
At Duke.
Playing Duke on TV every game, on ESPN every game, averaging 20-10. Jaren
was being underutilized at Michigan State.
He was, you know, you can take it up with Tom Izzo, but he was the fifth leading scorer on that team.
Right.
As a freshman, yeah.
And then they get bounced by Syracuse, I think, in the NCAA tournament. Wasn't particularly distinguished, whatever else. So if you look back at that draft, irrespective of need or whatever else, what's the right order for players now? One is very clearly Luka.
One is Luka. It's the kind of thing that changes every once in a while. Like, if you redrafted that draft today, I would say Luka would go one. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander would go two. And then I think you're looking at a conversation starting at three. A lot of people would say Trae Young at three, but I don't. Right. I've always been lower on Trae. I'm still lower on Trae. But to me, the conversation at three would include Trae Young. It would include Jaren. It would include DeAndre Ayton. Maybe someone I'm forgetting. But I think I must be forgetting some. Oh, Mikal Bridges. Bridges. So those are the four players. I think those players would go three through six in some order. I think I'd take Jaren third. I value defense, right. And I think he's one of the best defensive players in the league.
Well, and this whole idea of like what is a winning player is an interesting question, but right. Like Trae Young and DeAndre both have critics on that score, right? Like,
and Trae's the point guard, and to me that's the bigger issue there. I mean, you say DeAndre Ayton not a winning player, but like they won 64 games last year. He's not going to be the guy who like you give him the ball and he leads your team, but that's not his role. That is Trae Young's role, and I don't think Trae Young is a guy who's going to take the ball and lead a team to where it needs to go, is my skepticism.
So the way it unfolded was Ayton won, Bagley went two, and then three was the trade, right? Three was the trade where Dallas traded up to get Luka?
Yes. Atlanta had the third pick.
Three was where, okay. And there are those who've questioned the Grizzlies and whether they could have somehow negotiated Luka out of this draft. There's really no, how could they have gotten Luka out of this draft?
You're sort of digging back right. up old stuff, but the speculation was, or the theory was, if Atlanta wanted Trae Young,
you could have said, I'm going to take Trae.
You take Trae Young and then you negotiate right. the deal. If memory serves, there was an issue, there was a complication about first-round picks that could and couldn't be traded at the time, and the Grizzlies were not in position to give right. to give the pick that Dallas could, but that's sort of old stuff. I right. don't remember all the details.
Well, I got to say, so you called your shot here, because this is from, were you writing for us then, or were you writing for the CA then, or we didn't
exist
then?
I was just synopsizing what I was saying everywhere, but I'm not directly, quoting.
Yeah.
Right. But I basically am. That's right. basically what I was saying at the time.
Right. And he ends up being a guy who can be a defensive rookie of the year candidate and could give you 20 points a game as a secondary option. And that is, in fact, what he is looking like he could be this year or has been all along or look like he could be all along is becoming that this year.
Yeah, so my take on Jaren coming into the draft was, A, it would take him a long time. I thought he'd be worse this rookie season than he was. I was telling people on this show, I think, that he's going to average 7 points a game, four rebounds. You're gonna hate it, but give it time. And he averaged like 13 this rookie year. But my thing with him was always, I thought his path was to be a defensive player of the year candidate who could average 20 points a game as a secondary scorer. And that is what he looks like right now, these eight games. Maybe I'm jinxing it. We'll see. Things can change. But it looks right now, this season, as he's come back, that he has come into to what I always thought he was going to be. He looks now like the player he was supposed to be.
Wasn't Hollinger at the time saying he will ultimately be a center? Did he not say that? Did he not say he will ultimately be a center?
I mean, I don't know if he said that declaratively. I mean, I think the idea with Jaren is the versatility.
Right.
You can play the four, you can play the five, and where you play may depend on what player you right. put next to him. And I don't think it was ever that declarative, but certainly the idea of him of that evolving into a player who played a lot of center was obviously the idea. Yeah.
All right. Looking at some of these defensively, he has been as good as ever here in his games back.
I think so. I mean, his block rate is tops in the league. I mean, again, it's eight games, but his block rate is tops in the league. The numbers on how the Grizzlies defend at the rim when he's on the floor versus off the floor, just like last year, near right. the tops in the league. You know, the big men who block shots like him don't usually have steal rates that high. He's up right. there with Anthony Davis as far as that goes. And then, you know, he has the switchability and the versatility to do more than just guard at the rim. And so I think he looks every bit like, you know, what he was last year, which is one of the best right. defensive players in the league.
Offensively, you came up with a new stat, the dunk rate.
Yeah. I was trying to look for things to illustrate the level of force he's playing with relative to the past. And one of the things I just happened to notice is that he's already got 10 dunks in eight games. And last season he had 46 dunks in 78 games, I think.
It was, yeah.
And so, again, it's a small sample, but you're seeing him, to me, last season, his shooting percentage on 2-point shots was so crazy low. And part of that was his footwork was a mess, and what he was able to create was a mess. He just didn't get easy stuff. And it was like, you know, where's the, you know, you're a big man. Where's the get the offensive rebound and you put it back? And where's the, you know, you cut off the ball and someone finds you for an open dunk? And like that easy right. stuff that big men are supposed to get, he wasn't getting last year. He's getting it more so far this year.
Will he make all-star teams?
Not this season, but
no,
eventually.
Well, yes.
No, I think he will. I think one thing is that talent, and this could change, but talent is increasingly concentrated more on guard and perimeter. Right. And all-star teams are designed to have some level of positional balance.
Right.
So you look at it this year in the West, like all the depth is in the backcourt. I mean, people are talking about Laurie Markkanen as an all-star starter at one
right.
point, right? And so, you know, at the forward position, you know, this year it's probably going to be Anthony Davis and Zion Williamson, LeBron, and then after that, I don't know, Laurie Markkanen. I mean, Paul George has not played enough games. Kawhi right. hasn't played enough games. I mean, I wouldn't rule it out if he, like, stays healthy and goes on a real run. You look up and he's in that conversation this season.
Zion's been really good lately, too. I mean, we've talked about this when they beat him here at FedEx Forum. He looks different, but my God, his numbers have been great.
Yeah, no, he's been one of the better offensive players in the league.
How much, by the way, do you – I was plus minus. How much do you care?
I mean, I it's a contextual stat, and so it depends on what you mean by that, right? In terms of how
right. –
you're talking about lineups, you're talking about players.
Well,
you're talking
it's funny. I was reading, I think Tim McMahon was – they were doing a – maybe it was a power ranking today or something. I don't know. And they were talking about Dylan Brooks's – you know, Dylan Brooks's plus minus is – either the best on the team or maybe
so
alone.
Dylan Brooks has had, I mean, I use something like called net rating, which
right.
is similar to a plus minus. And that, so that's team offensive performance relative to defensive performance per 100 possessions when a player's on the floor. So, you know, it sort of smooths it out a little bit more than just a plus minus. Dylan's had the best net rating on the team for like 3 or 4 years in a row. And at that point, like
it's meaningful.
Yes, I think so.
He just has an impact on the team playing better every single time he's on the court. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, it was funny. I just looked. I don't know why I happened to. Friday against the Sixers, you know, Ja was minus two, you know, for the time that he was on the court.
Yeah, I don't look a lot at, like, the box
individual,
score, what happened
right.
in the – who's got the plus. I mean, to me, you can look at that, and if it rhymes with what you
saw
you can point it
sense,
out.
Right.
But sometimes it won't. And then to me, that's not something I would look at a box score without having watched the game and say,
right.
ah,
uh-huh.
this guy was minus seven, you know.
Right. Would you predict? I was doing. I gave a talk yesterday, and I gave some predictions. And one of the predictions I gave was whatever. Predictions are predictions. I said the Western Conference Finals will be held in Memphis. Would you say yes or no?
Sure. I mean, I think the Grizzlies are on the short list, and I think that short list is 3 or 4 teams, and so. To say yes, it
yes,
will,
no,
or no, it won't, right. you're just
it's
playing.
It's injuries and
you're just
yeah,
playing,
and so who wins and who loses.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know.
The short list is.
It would not at all surprise me.
The short list is.
I think it's the Nuggets, the Grizzlies, the Suns, the Warriors for me. I remain more skeptical in New Orleans, despite what they're actually doing. But, I mean, you know, it could be New Orleans. You know, the Clippers can
help.
And
how about the Clippers now finally had them both back. And, like,
right.
They would certainly be a handful. In
yeah.
a series, if they're both healthy.
Yeah, no, I mean, I see the top tier as 4 teams, but it could easily, New Orleans or the Clippers could easily be there, too. It could be 6 teams.
6 teams could easily,
yeah,
could easily be there. And then it looked like Brooklyn's kind of starting to figure some stuff out. Brooklyn and the Lakers, both buried at the beginning, look like they're figuring some stuff out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long season. You know, I mean, whether Anthony Davis plays like an MVP or Anthony Davis plays, you know, I mean, the range of what you've gotten from Anthony Davis is so wide that if you get MVP Anthony Davis,
right.
obviously it becomes a totally different kind of team than early in the season when people were like wondering, like, is this guy done, you
right.
know?
And tonight, Oklahoma City. Last time they were in town, Dylan pretty much handled Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, didn't he?
Well, the team did, but Dylan, you know,
right.
has the primary, and that he didn't score much on Dylan.
Score,
that's
right.
for sure. And so he had his worst game of the season to that point. Maybe still his worst game of the season. I have not looked at his game log since, but he had an unusually bad game against the Grizzlies, and I do think that Dylan Brooks' defense had something to do with that.
The piece is up at the Daily Memphian on Jaren Jackson Jr., and you can read it over there. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Matthew.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.